Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're welcome back to the programme. How enthusiastic was I to speak to my next guest? Because he says, along with his industry, that it was a short-sighted and an ineffectual decision that puts at risk the hard-won progress in fighting COVID-19. That was the response of the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association to the US government support of a proposed waiver of patents on COVID vaccines. And the association is urging the Irish government to oppose the waiver. I'm joined now by their CEO, Oliver O'Connor. Oliver, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome indeed. I'd love for you to explain the basis of your opposition to something the world seems to be wanting, this waiver of patents for COVID vaccines.
Well, I'll tell you what the world wants and has wanted for the last year. The world has wanted a solution to the awful COVID-19 pandemic. And this industry, our industry, the originator biopharm industry that invents and brings forward new products, we have been, we are, and we're going to be the solution for delivering vaccines globally. We're absolutely determined to do that. The progress has been astounding so far. 1 billion vaccine doses have been produced by April this year. We're on track to deliver 10 billion by the end of this year. That's with 200 and more voluntary deals being made in the manufacturing processes. And, you know, this is the way we are determined to deliver the solutions that the world wants. And none of that is going to be, no company is going to stand in the way of delivering solutions that the populations need and want all around the world. This is our commitment and this is what we're doing.
Yeah, but the world also wants to rid the world of vaccines a lot quicker than we're actually doing. Because you look at India at the moment, I'm sure you're monitoring cases there, over 400,000 cases. It's incredible, really, the amount of death in India. And what the world wanted a year ago, you are correct, is a vaccine. And that's why sovereign countries pumped hundreds of millions of euro, if not more, into pharmaceutical companies so the process could be expedited to formulate a vaccine. Yes, that was correct. That was your interpretation of what the world wanted then is correct.
Thanks,
but it seems to me, and let me put it to you, that the world wants something different now. When you see the damage being done in countries like India and Brazil and other countries as well, India, South Africa, now the US and the EU are all teaming up and asking the pharmaceutical companies, waive the patents.
Absolutely. What the world wants, the pharma companies will deliver. That's what I'm saying to you today. They want to see vaccines provided and delivered globally at the fastest possible speed. What pharma companies are doing is working with every possible partner they can find to make and scale up vaccines production in a safe and secure way so that they are delivered properly and well throughout the world. And that goes for any country and any place which needs the vaccines.
Will the patents be waived on the vaccines?
The patent, waiving of the patent won't achieve the manufacturing of safe and reliable scaled up vaccines in any
degree.
That's
not the question I asked you now, in fairness. Will they be?
Forget for a moment what you
think can be possible. Is it in principle a thing that the pharmaceutical companies could do?
Well, I'll tell you what, in the existing multilateral system, which the pharmaceutical companies support and indeed are part of, in the existing trade agreements, there are provisions which allow for licensing to be put in place, compulsory licensing to be put in place on a product-by-product basis by individual countries dealing with individual problems where they find them. And if that is something that the countries want to use, it's perfectly open to them to do that. The idea that you would put forward a blanket disapplication of all IP relating to every single product, be it a medicine, a vaccine, a diagnostic test, or any related technology for anything related to COVID-19 would really just undermine the entire ecosystem of developing and innovation of new products. I mean, the first vaccine, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, was developed, first of all, in Europe as a technology from BioNTech, and then Pfizer took it as though it's a true European-American product. It was announced, if I remember correctly, back in November. The proposal, the blanket proposal to have basically no IP protections in relation to COVID-19 was proposed in October beforehand. Now it is falling to be discussed at the WTO. Necessarily, that discussion is going to take a long time. And in the meantime, the pharmaceutical industry is ramping up the production and delivery of vaccines everywhere.
And everybody is grateful of that, of course. But that comes with huge profits for the pharmaceutical companies. Let's make no bones about it. And what one would say, based on what on hearing your response today, this is all about protecting those profits.
Well, I think that if you look at the certainly companies that are in raise capital from private sources, they have to make profits in order to exist and to continue to exist and to have money to reinvest in research and development. The value delivered by the companies is extraordinarily larger than any profits. There's a massive value. Even we see in Ireland, the amount of money that we have to pay for pandemic-related payments and so on, the disruption to the economy is enormous. The value delivered by the vaccines that have come, that are coming into our country and indeed globally, massively outweighs any profits being made by companies. So it's a huge and valuable investment by
states. Well, can I put it to you, that's simply
vaccines.
Not the case if you're sitting as a CEO of a pharmaceutical company. The value for you is in the profit you make.
No, sorry, Cormac, it is the case that the value to the Irish economy, to Irish society, is much greater than any profits being earned by any companies and combined companies by selling the vaccines into Ireland.
That's exactly correct. My point to you is that when you're sitting in a pharmaceutical company, the value to you, the one you really value, is the profit you're getting in through the door. And if we extrapolate from your point, if the value is greater to society in promoting the vaccines or dispersing the vaccines a lot quicker, well then, waiving the intellectual property on the vaccines surely would bring much more value much quicker to society.
Well, no, I think that what you have to look at is in terms of, well, how do you get to have a vaccine or a medicine in the first place? Not alone do you have to invest enormously in over a sustained period in research and development or indeed in buying that in, but you also have to invest over a very long period in developing processes and manufacturing technologies that actually enable you to deliver and to provide these medicines, vaccines at scale internationally. And that takes an awful lot of money at risk. So it's not just a matter of looking at, well, what is the final profit at the final point when you're actually delivering a successful medicine or vaccine at a particular time. Mm-hmm. You really have to invest and sustain investment over a long term. I mean, for example, in Europe, there's €37.5 billion invested by our industry in Europe alone in 2019. Europe is the world's largest single supplier of vaccines, and we're a huge exporter of medicines as well. It's an industry that is supporting jobs, but also, as in this instance, delivering massively on the solutions that the world wants.
Yeah,
and
of course,
the basic engineering,
this is not a new
structure.
Idea.
Well,
this is not a new idea. I mean, we spoke with Mary Robinson on this program, and she rejected exactly your argument this evening, as has been made by the pharmaceutical industry before.
And
she pointed to the precedent where HIV treatments, where intellectual property was waived on those as well. My question to you, though, finally, Oliver, is how are you as an industry going to face down Joe Biden and his administration, Ursula von der Leyen and all the sovereign states in the European Union, India, South Africa, and all of the countries teaming up now to face you down?
Cormac, it's not about our industry versus anyone. Our industry is working in high collaboration with governments and academia worldwide. Ursula von der Leyen, for example, has said that she's interested in having discussions on solutions that would be effective and pragmatic measures to deliver vaccines globally. That's not, in our view, a matter of having a blanket waiver on intellectual property rights. That's about actually delivering and manufacturing vaccines at scale. And I'm sure the conversation has to be had, and we'll be part of that conversation. We should be, and we will be. And we do respect the perspectives of those who are really urgently and hugely committed to delivering vaccines globally. But what we will say is that we are the solution to that, and we'll do that within the framework that supports intellectual property rights for real inventions.
Okay, Oliver, great to speak with you again. Oliver O'Connor, Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association's Chief Executive.